Good afternoon and a lichtige Chanukah. It's hard to believe that we find ourselves here on this last eighth day of Chanukah. Just a little bit more than a week ago, we began this beautiful Yom Tov. The Yom Tov of light, the Yom Tov of rededication, the Yom Tov of spiritual luminescence. And hopefully over the course of these days, we have experienced that rededication by bringing additional light into our homes, additional light into our hearts, into our souls, and hopefully into this world. But this last day of Chanukah is not simply a mere extension of the ones which came before it. This last day of Chanukah, in fact, has its own unique identity. It's called Zos Chanukah. Literally translated, this is Chanukah. What makes this day of Chanukah different than the ones that came before it? On the most basic level, the identity of Zos Chanukah is rooted in the Torah reading, in the Kriyas HaTorah. Throughout the last couple of days of Chanukah, we've been reading the section that speaks about the dedication of the altar through the sacrifices of the tribal princes, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, with the Matonos, with the gifts of the Nesiim. And so in this morning, we read the last remaining offerings of the tribal princes, and the entire parsha, the entire section ends with the phrase, Zos Chanukas Habeah HaMizbeach Yom HiMashach Oso. This was the dedication of the altar when it was inaugurated, when it was consecrated. So as such, we call this day, it was 8th day of Chanukah, Zos Chanukah, representative or stemming from that phrase in the Torah reading. But on a deeper level, Hasidic literature is filled with explanations about the incredible meaning and spiritual profundity of this day. And I want to share with you one of those insights. This is an insight from the Tzaddik Rav Meir Yechiel of Ostrovtsa. And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, we have historical precedence for a candle remaining lit for 7 days. They'll say, where do we ever find a candle remaining lit for 7 days? So we know again that Rashi HaKadosh brings down at the end of Parshas Chayisara that there were three miracles which occurred within the tent of Sar Imenu. There was a miracle in the dough. There was a miracle that a cloud always hovered over the tent of Sarah. And the third miracle was Ner Doluk Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. Sara Imenu's Shabbos candles remained lit for an entire week, for 7 days. One of the miracles of Sara Imenu's tent was the ongoing, the kindled Shabbos candle from Friday to Friday. And there's much symbolism in that. Sara Imenu's ability to take the holiness of Shabbos from 1 week, bring it into Shabbos, build up on it, and use it to inform and to color and to shape the week ahead. But without getting into that symbolism, the Rebbe says, we see a candle, we've seen a candle that remained lit for a week. It happened in the tent of Sara Imenu after Sara passed away, and Rivka Imenu comes on the scene. Her tent had that same incredible miracle as well. But says Rebbe so beautifully, Chanukah is the first time that we see a candle remain lit for 8 days. It's the first time in the history of the world that a candle remained lit, not just for 7 days, but for 8 days. So what's the unique message? So we know that the number seven represents Teva. The number seven represents the natural order of the world. The world was created in 7 days. Sheva is the normal natural order of the world. Eight, explains the Rebbe, is Lamala min HaTeva. It represents supernatural. It represents going above and beyond. Says the Rebbe something so beautiful. When a candle remains lit past the seven into the eighth, it shows us that we are capable of producing supernatural results. What does this mean? You see, deep down, we all know we could accomplish great things. We all know that we have the capacity, that we have the ability, that we have the kohos to do great things. But we often assume that there is a ceiling. There's a limit. I can do X. I know I could do X. And maybe I'm not even performing at X. I know I can get there. But there's a limit. There's a glass ceiling that we assume caps our abilities. There's a natural order of the world. And the natural order of the world, I can only do, I can only produce, I can only succeed to a certain degree. But comes the eighth day of Chanukah. Comes this eighth day. And we see something amazing. That on day number eight, the candles are still burning. On day number eight, the light is still being produced. Eight represents Lamala min HaTeva. Eight represents above and beyond the natural order of things. Eight represents the supernatural, and we're still emitting light. We're still producing luminescent spirituality. Even Sara Imenu only kept the candles lit for 7 days. Rivka only kept the candles lit for 7 days. The miracle of Hanukkah is the ability to keep the candles lit even through the eighth day, teaching us an incredible lesson that we are not confined by nature, that we are not confined by the ordinary framework which governs so much of the world around us, but that we have the ability to be supernatural. We still burn on the eighth day. We still create light on the eighth day, teaching us that each of us has the ability to transcend the natural and do something magnificent, supernatural. Herein lies the power of Zos Chanukah. Do you want to know what the entire essence of Chanukah is? The entire essence of Chanukah is this last day. It's not days 1 through 7. It's day number 8. Because days 1 through 7 are still shrouded, are still encompassed in the natural order of the world. 7 is the number of the natural order of creation. It's only when we come to day number 8 and the light is still there. Only when we come to day number 8 and we're still shining bright. Only when we come to day number 8, which represents Lamaila min Hateva, and we're still emitting light, that we remind ourselves that we are capable of not just great things in the natural order of the world, but we are, each of us are capable of doing something magnificently supernatural as well. So as we take leave of this Yom Tov of Chanukah, hopefully girded with the beautiful new luminescent strength that we've acquired over these days, it's important for us to realize there is no ceiling. There is no limit. There is no end to what we can accomplish. Zos Chanukah. The entire essence of Chanukah is number 8. Lemala min Hateva. The menorah of the Chashmonaim continued burning past the natural order of things onto day number 8. Our souls continue burning past day number 8. But I'll tell you something amazing. Whereas the menorah stopped burning after day number 8, we continue to burn day number 9, day number 10, day number 11, and so on and so forth. We each have boundless potential. The historical Pach Shemen, the historical cruise of oil, lasted for 8 days. Our personal cruise of oil continues to burn and burn and burn. Too often in life, we create glass ceilings for ourselves. Too often in life, we tell ourselves what we can and what we can't do. Too often in life, we limit ourselves and we tell ourselves that we can only accomplish so much, but no more. My dear friends, today is Zos Chanukah. It's day number 8. Lamala min Hateva, beyond the natural order. And we're still burning. We're still emitting light. May we be zocher, may we be privileged to find our inner Pach Shemen, to find our inner cruise of oil, as we've spoken about on past days, and to recognize that that little cruise of oil has the ability to emit light for days and years ahead. May we be privileged to find the koach, not just to do something great, but to do something supernatural with our lives, to do something beautiful, to do something magnificent, to do something luminescent, and to continue to allow the light of Chanukah and the light of the oil to radiate for the days ahead. Wishing everyone a beautiful Zos Chanukah, a Lichtige Chanukah, and Halavai, wishing us all the bracha that our light should continue to burn for many days ahead.